Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
You see, people got caught up into living in religion, living their own lives, doing their own thing. And so when Jesus comes, they miss him. They don't see it. And they're not willing to see it. The reason they didn't see it wasn't because God wasn't giving them plenty of signs. The reason they missed it was because they weren't willing to accept the signs. They weren't willing to acknowledge the signs. They were not willing to see the signs that God was giving them, that their Messiah had been brought to them. And so therefore, they were left desolate, destroyed. They were brought down and defeated, and they are still living in that destruction. In fact, the Bible says in one other part, and we'll look at it later on, that destruction has come upon them till the age of the Gentiles. In other words, there's a season that they miss out on all the great things of God because they rejected the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you something. If you miss the signs of his second coming, you're going to miss out on a lot of great things too. Are you listening to me? Because he's not coming for those who are floating along lukewarm. He's not coming back for those who are just going to church. He's not coming back for those who just got a little fire insurance at the altar one day. He's coming back for those who are eagerly, constantly expecting and looking for him to come back. Amen. They're living their lives in a place where they're saying, I'm living ready for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what he says. Let me prove you another place over here. Look in Matthew's gospel, the second chapter. Matthew chapter 2. Look at some of the signs that Jesus, you know, brought to the children of Israel, but they weren't willing to see the signs. In Matthew chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was shouting and praising God that the new king was born to the earth. Duh, no. Amen. He's kind of like some people that still want to live in their sin when you preach about you must be born again. Oh, my God. Another one of them Bible-thumping preachers up there. Look what Herod does. It says, when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. In other words, it wasn't just the king was upset Jesus was born a king. Everybody's upset about it. They don't want Jesus coming and upsetting their apple cart. They got their own life. They got their own way of doing things. They got their own agenda. And if this king comes, he's going to possibly change the way I live and what I do. So what did they do? When they had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. Now listen to this. This is amazing, the most amazing thing about this. So they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. And then they go ahead and read about the prophet. You know what? The religious leaders knew when Jesus was to come and where he was to be born. Says they took him straight to the Word. They took him to the Scriptures. In other words, they had the Word right there. They had the prophecies right there. And you know what they did? They come out and tell the wise men exactly where to go. You know what Jesus, you know what God is doing? He's sending these wise men from the east, these learned men who have found through the study of the stars and study of nature that God was sending the Messiah. They didn't even have the Scripture, but they were being led of the Spirit and led of God to see that God was about to do something great. And so they come to the king, they come to the people, they come to the scribes, they come to the religious folks who should know all of this, and they go, they do. They tell him he's going to be born in Bethlehem. So you know what they do? They tell the wise men, the king says, no, you go ahead and find him and worship him and then come back and tell me where he's at and I'll come worship him too. And then God tells the wise men after they see Jesus, Mary and Joseph, and they minister their gifts to him, they're told to leave and go a different way. And then Herod finds out he's been tricked. And you know what Herod does? Instead of coming and worshiping the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and acknowledging the Messiah has come, we have His sign, we have His word, we have the child, we have everything, they go out and kill every child 2 years and under. Why? Because they tried to kill the king because they didn't want to submit to him. That's why Jesus said there in Matthew 23, you were not willing. You missed your visitation. Why? Because you weren't willing to submit to your king. You weren't willing to let me have a place in your life. You had your life all planned and set, and you had it the way you wanted it, and you didn't want God to have anything to do with it. A lot of people want the word. They want to come to church. They just don't want to serve the Lord. Oh, it's gotten quiet in this house. Amen. See, if we don't watch out, we're going to be that same group of people that we're finding here that rejected him the first time. We want the word. We want the praise. We want the worship, but we don't want to be committed. We don't want our life changed. Far be it for me to have to change something in my life just to be involved in something in the church. They rejected Jesus. In fact, they didn't just reject him. They tried to kill him. God had to warn Joseph to leave and take him down to Egypt. So we find the wise men as a sign to the people that they should be turning to God. Look in Matthew chapter 3. You're right there in chapter 2. Look down here in chapter 3, verse 1. In those days, John the Baptist, the wild preacher, came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now this is, you know, approximately 30 years later. Amen. 28 to 30, Jesus could have been up to 2 years old when the wise men found him. That's why they killed the two and under. And John, you know, Jesus turns 30 when he starts his ministry. So this is approximately 28 to 30 years later. Amen. Now, 30 years prior, God had given them a sign to the wise men. And even the scribes knew that it was the right sign and he was the Messiah and Jesus was coming and he was Lord. But now we find, the 30 years later, here comes John the Baptist. And what does John do? He shows up out of the wilderness after being separated from God and he's preaching to them, repent, change your mind, change your purpose, change your ways and turn to God. That's what repent means. See, they weren't willing to do that 30 years later to the newborn babe. But now here's the message. Repent. Change your life. Turn your heart to God. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's right here. For this is he who was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. In other words, John is coming in the anointing and the spirit of Elijah to prepare the way for who? The coming Messiah. So he's a sign to Israel and to Jerusalem that God is sending the Messiah. The Messiah is coming. He's coming to do what the Bible says he would do, praise God. And he was baptizing. And people this time, though, are starting to accept. They're coming and being baptized and repenting of their sins and getting themselves ready for the coming Messiah. And, of course, we know if you study this out, religious people came out. They wouldn't accept Christ. They didn't want their apple cart changed again. And so they came out and questioned him why he was doing it. Who are you and why are you doing this? But the people gladly received John and were baptized and confessed their sins and they're preparing their hearts. Why? Because all of a sudden a change is taking place. They're wanting Messiah. They're wanting a change to take place. They want this king to come forth. And, of course, you go down here in verse 11, he said, I indeed baptize you with water, but he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. And then, of course, we know that Jesus comes down into the Jordan and praise God. You know, the people see him and he comes out and the Spirit of God comes on him. And so Jesus is there. And so John not only tells them that Messiah's coming, John reveals him. Here he is. The one that I was sent to prepare the way for. This is him. Because I know it's him. God spoke to him. He said, the one you see the Spirit descending upon and staying upon him, he's the one. And John said, this is our Messiah. He's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And Jesus comes up out of the water and the anointing of God. In fact, God speaks and says, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And of course, Jesus immediately begins his ministry in the wilderness by dealing with the devil and taking the word and defeating the devil in his personal life. Praise God. And so we see this sign. And so we see this all this going on. But look in chapter 4 and verse 12. Let's see what they do with John. Now when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he departed to Galilee. They tried to kill Jesus when he was a baby, and now they're trying to kill his messenger. They put John in prison for preaching the truth. Why? What did Jesus say in Matthew 23? You missed your time because you were not willing to submit. You wanted to do your own thing, live your own life, do your own way. You didn't want to submit to the will of God. You didn't want me to be your king. You wanted the perks. You wanted to be known as Abraham's seed. You wanted to walk in the blessings. You wanted to walk in the inheritance. But you certainly rejected the king that was over all the inheritance. And if this isn't enough, in Matthew, the 14th chapter, you know what they do with John? They behead him because of a drunken party at the king's house. So they not only put the messenger in jail, they kill the messenger. Why? Because they're not willing and rejecting the signs of the coming of the Lord. Now, let's look over here in Matthew chapter 21. Let's see something here, praise God. Let's see what's going on. Because, see, Jesus said they rejected him. We don't want to reject him. Because the apostle writing in Hebrews 9 says we need to eagerly be waiting for him and looking for him. Matthew chapter 21, in verse 4, the Bible says, of course, verses 1 through 4 is Jesus sending the disciples getting the donkey and everything for him to ride. And all this was done that might be spoke, that it would fulfill that which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, and the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and they brought the donkey and the colt, and they put their clothes on them and set Jesus upon them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them out. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when they had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? I mean, Jesus is presenting himself, fulfilling what Isaiah said through the triumphant entry. We call this Palm Sunday. And here comes Jesus, and the whole city is going around saying, who is this? Why are they running around saying, who is this? Because the scribes and the Pharisees, the ministers of the law, had ceased to preach the gospel to them. They weren't teaching them about the coming Messiah. They weren't teaching them about holiness and about living for God and living ready for God. They didn't preach the word. In fact, Jesus in the 24th chapter says, woe to you scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. You will not enter into the kingdom of God, and you hinder others from entering into it. The people weren't ready because nobody was preaching the truth to them. They were preaching a bunch of salve and a bunch of honey and a bunch of sweetness to them so that they could feel good about themselves.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.